Listening Library presents Fenway and Hattie and the Evil Bunny Gang by Victoria J. Coe. Read for you by Tara Sands. To Lori and Matthew, the best siblings ever. Chapter 1.
I'm out in the dog park behind our new house, enjoying a refreshing roll around in the grass, when I pick up the despicable smell of rodent. It can only be one thing, a squirrel. Before I can react, Hattie flops down beside me.
Aw, Fenway,
she coos, squinting at me in the bright sun. I shimmy up to her till we're nose to nose. I give hers a sloppy lick. She tastes like the maple-y pancakes we shared this morning. She giggles, stroking my fur the way she does at bedtime. What can I say? Hattie loves me more than anything in the whole world. I go to snuggle her neck when that squirrely odor assaults my nose again, stronger this time. That nasty rodent is way too close to my short human. Don't they ever learn? I spring up, my hackles on high alert. I scan the porch, the bushes, the giant tree. Aha! Over by the back fence, a flicker of movement. A flouncy tail. A chippery, chattery squawk. It's a nasty squirrel, all right. I'm after him in a flash. Go away, intruder, I bark. Can't you see the fence? He's not supposed to be here. Dog parks are for dogs to play chase, and for Hattie to play ball with other short humans or fetch man. Even Food Lady's been playing in the dog park lately, digging in the dirt and sprinkling water in the patch where vegetables started growing. Clearly, the dog park is no place for squirrels. And this nasty squirrel is perched on a root of the giant tree, calmly swishing his tail like he's not in any danger at all. Is he really not intimidated by a ferocious Jack Russell Terrier? Or have his eyes and ears stopped working? I snarl my fiercest snarl. This is your last chance. Just as I'm ready to lunge, he shoots off the tree root and into the rustling bushes. Does he think he can hide? I warned you. Now pay the consequences. I plunge my snout in after him. That squirrely stench is almost unbearable. I'm about to crawl under the bush when I hear swish, snap, to my right. His beady little head pops out of the next bush over. His body spurts out onto the grass, his fluffy tail whooshing behind him. Panting wildly, I chase him through the grass. My sides are heaving, but I will not give up. I'm gaining on him. I'm about to grab his flouncy little tail, but that nasty squirrel hurls himself onto the side fence. He scurries to the top and dives into the dog park next door. And don't come back! I thrust out my chest in victory. Ridding the dog park of squirrels is a tough job. But luckily, I'm a professional. I rush back to Hattie, who's headed toward the porch. I jump on her legs. Great news! I bark. The nasty squirrel is gone! She scoops me into her arms, showering me with kisses. She must be awfully grateful I saved her from the dangerous threat. Again. No big deal, just doing my job, I bark, snuggling into her shirt. Hattie hurries up the porch steps, happily hopping over a tangled jump rope, stepping around a rumpled sweatshirt, and kicking aside some old sneakers. The porch is good and messy, just the way Hattie likes it. Good thing Food Lady's not out here to ruin it. That squirrel put up a good fight, but he's no match for me. I nuzzle in for more kisses of appreciation. but Hattie's got something else on her mind. She sets me down and snatches the fat leathery glove off the table. She pulls out a white ball and tosses it high above her head. She spins around as it shoots way up, then falls way down and lands, thwap, inside the glove. I squirm wildly with an awesome realization. We've got a ball to play with. I chase Hattie off the porch and back onto the grass. Yippee! Time to play! I bark, romping around her legs. Hattie laughs and goes into her windup. I'm trotting out for a head start when we hear promising sounds from the dog park next door. Pfft! A screen door sliding open, short human footsteps, and jingling dog tags. More great news, Hattie, I bark, my tail thumping wildly. Our best friends are coming! We head to the side fence and pause at our favorite spot, the new gate that appeared after Fetchman and Toolman spent a whole day banging and sawing. Now our dog park's even more fun than the big one back in the city, because we can romp around with our friends anytime we want. Hattie's bouncing. I'm leaping and twirling, because the friend gate is swinging open. Out rushes a short human with a cap and a bushy tail of hair like Hattie's. It's our friend Angel. I'm so happy to see you, I bark, jumping on her dirt-smeared legs. Fenway, off, Hattie commands. I drop down, and Angel gives me a quick pat. She smells very excited. She waves her fat, leathery glove at Hattie. She must really want to play. A golden retriever and a white dog with black patches burst through the gate. Hooray! Hooray! It's Goldie and Patches. We do the bum-sniffing circle dance. Sup, ladies? I say, my tail swishing out of control. Something's gotten into our Angel, Goldie announces, tough and gruff as usual. She's been buzzing around like a bee ever since breakfast. Actually, it started last night when she opened that envelope. Patches corrects in her lovely and gentle voice. She practically exploded with glee. Goldie shoots Patches a grumpy look. The point is, she's almost as energetic as Fenway. Just look at her. Beaming, Angel unzips her jacket and twirls around. It flaps in the warm breeze. Hattie looks on, impressed. Wait a minute. Angel's wearing a jacket? Hattie hasn't worn a jacket in a long, long time. She only wears jackets when it's cold or raining, not when it's hot and dry. Angel smooths the swishy jacket lovingly with her hands. She's acting awfully proud of it, even though one whiff reveals it's brand new and hasn't ever been worn before. Her eyes full of excitement, Angel reaches into the pocket and whips out two stiff, papery strips. She waves them in front of Hattie like they're a couple of bones or yummy hot dogs. Her face is glowing. I hear her exclaim two thrilling words that I know. Fenway and Park. My ears shoot up. Angel's talking about me. Hattie pumps her fist in the air. Yes, yes, yes! She squeals. I romp over to Angel. Wowee! Are we going to the park? I bark, my tail going nuts. But Angel ignores me. Hattie, too. They leap up and slap hands. Then they start tossing the white ball back and forth. I cock my head. We're not going anywhere. Didn't Angel say we were going to the park? I look over at the ladies, and not a moment too soon. Goldie's found a stick. She waggles it a few times, then takes off. Talk about an irresistible invitation. Me and Patches bolt across the grass. The chase is on. Angel and Hattie are running around, too. The ball flies from one short human to the other. Whiz, thwap, whiz, thwap. Yeah, Angel cries.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?